Please excuse me, cowboy. I didn't know you were bathing when I came in. I can't see anything and wouldn't look away. But now is as good a time to talk to you as any other. You know why I came up to your room here at the saloon, here at this late hour, don't you? I need to convince you to call off that ridiculous duel tomorrow at noon. You'll get yourself killed. You're just a cowboy staying here in town to pick up some provisions and get some rest. I know you're good at your job, and I suppose you've shot that pistol of yours before, at coyotes or something. But he is a professional gunslinger. He travels from town to town across the entire West looking for people to duel. That's the only reason he made those insinuations about my virtue. He was hoping someone such as yourself would step up to defend the honor of a simple schoolmarm, which, bless your heart, you did. But you're gonna get yourself killed, which I cannot allow. You're a good man, a noble man, even if you come from such a humble background. So, I beseech you, please, call off the showdown. No one will think lesser of you. Well, no one that matters. I certainly won't. You've proven your character to me already by standing up for me like you did, and for the many acts of kindness you've shown other people in this town. That's all the more reason why you shouldn't throw your life away in this barbaric ritual. There are precious few good men like you in a place like this. I can see your mind is set. You're as stubborn as you are kind-hearted. Very well, then. If you're going to throw your life away in defense of my honor, then you should at least have proof of its integrity. At least of its existence at the time the vile man insulted it. It is my intention to offer up my virtue to you. To lie with you as a husband and wife would, except for the marriage part, or as a man would with one of the saloon girls downstairs. Minus the payment part, of course. No, no, no. Now, don't you argue with me. Just because I'm a young, God-fearing woman barely 2 years removed from the big cities back east doesn't mean I am meek. I'm a strong-willed woman. I purposely came out here to the frontier to look for adventure and to help spread civilization's reach. There are so many children out here that didn't have a teacher until I arrived, so I know what I do makes a difference. It was the right choice to make. Just like offering myself to you is the right one as well. In the interest of honesty, I should admit that I visited the gunslinger first. I thought perhaps I could trade my virtue for your life tomorrow? But there were already two women, too many in that room when I knocked. He obviously was neither interested nor in need of what I had to offer. It's not that I would prefer his attention over yours. He really is the last man in town that I would choose to lie with, and given the menfolk around here, that is saying something. Let's say you rank considerably higher than him. You are considered one of the most eligible bachelors in the community, and there is a good deal of sorrow among many of the women folk over your impending demise. So, while I know you should be getting a good night's sleep, so you're at your best tomorrow, I fear that may not make a difference. The gunslinger was showing off his shooting skills for all that would watch this afternoon. You can't compete with that. Maybe after I lie with you, you'll change your mind. Maybe I'll show you something worth living for. I'm sure you've had plenty of saloon girls, but never a proper and chaste woman as myself. Maybe it'll be something you enjoy. And maybe it'll be enough to make you back out of the gunfight tomorrow. I'm gonna undress now. I'll even do it in front of you. You can keep the lantern lit if that's to your liking, although maybe you could turn it down a little. I can close my eyes once it becomes proper for me to do so. You know, I can remove this entire dress myself. My clothes from back east were so impractical. I needed help taking them off and even more putting them on. But I've adapted to my environment, as the civilized do. I still bring style and fashion to the ladies of this town, just as I bring knowledge to the children. But it's much easier to dress myself, and even easier to get undressed. I still insist on the petticoat underneath, even in this heat. It's fashionable even here, but especially back east and in Europe. But here, most women only wear them for special occasions. Well, now I'm gonna take them off for a very special occasion with a very special, very chivalrous and foolish man. That just leaves me with my corset over a shift. Then there's my pantalettes on my legs, but they don't keep you from getting to that part you need access to. I think my modesty won't let me take off any more clothing. I feel practically naked as it is. Now, stay in that bath for a minute longer. Let me get into the bed and under the covers. Then I'll close my eyes nice and tight. Then you can get out and dry off and then join me for a proper last night here on Earth. Or maybe where my words failed, my body will succeed and you'll decide to drop out of that fight. I can hear you rising out of the tub and the water dripping off your body. Then the creak of the floorboards as you step out of it. The soft sounds of the towel rubbing against your body. Would you think it improper of me to wish that I was that water then? Or that towel now? I'm made bolder by the thought of what we're about to do. Now I hear the towel drop to the floor. At another time, I might scold you for leaving a mess, but I'm inclined to be charitable about such matters now. I can feel you pull the covers of the bed off of me. Please excuse my shivering. It gets cold out here in the desert at night. Fortunately, I trust you'll be warming me up soon, and I'll be returning the favor. But tomorrow at this time, you'll be cold as ice, and I'll be alone again. Now, draw the covers up over both of us. I know there aren't but two of us here to see, but I still want to be covered up for this. I just hope that you aren't getting your hopes up too much. I have no experience at this and probably won't do much more than lie here with silent dignity the entire time as a proper woman should. Seeing as you did stand up for me, and it's likely your last night among the living, if you have a desire for more than that, then... well, I shall try to improvise. Yes, I am sure that this is what I want. The only thing that will stop me is if you say you won't get yourself killed by showing up for that duel tomorrow. I'd do anything to prevent that. But since you show no sign of yielding on that suicidal notion, then I am fully prepared to surrender my innocence to you. Yes. You may kiss me if you wish. Heaven knows we'll be doing much more than that soon enough. I have kissed a man before. If saying such a thing doesn't make me sound too scandalous, it was back home, sitting in the room of my parents. Oh, that was quite different than that kiss. That had just been a peck on the lips when I was feeling quite bold, but that kiss... you are a man of deep passion, my cowboy. Perhaps you'd like to kiss me again? Just like that? And another? Mr. Cowboy, Is that your hand? You know where it's touching, don't you? Is such a thing allowed? I mean, certainly saloon girls engage in such reckless, I think, foreplay is the proper word for an improper act, but I shall allow it, seeing as it's your last night with a woman and all. Not because I'm a lustful woman or anything of that nature. I'm very passionate, and that is a different thing entirely, but if you kiss me again, I would accept that. Accept that as an apology for your wayward hand and fingers. Now, there might be a small possibility I may be getting the smallest of pleasures from your hand. This night was to be about you and what I could do for you. And I would not have you wear out your shooting hand before the big gunfight. Not that you have a chance in God's green earth, but I'd prefer to think that all my effects on you were positive. What I'm trying to say is, I'm ready to join with you. Sexually, that is. It doesn't matter right now that you're not my husband, not even my fiancé, if I were some especially wild-mannered woman. I want to do this with you, and for you. To thank you for standing up for me, and to send you off in a way that you may appreciate more than just a well-written letter. So please, make love to me. Oh, you're inside of me, cowboy. You found your target so easily. If only your aim were that true tomorrow, when the clock strikes noon. If I knew that for sure, my line with you like this would be unnecessary, because you might actually live. But even if I knew you were gonna live, I don't regret any of this. How could I regret the feeling of your member moving inside my intimate depths? You're doing an admirable job of making a woman of me, my cowboy. Were you to live past noon tomorrow, I could perhaps make a gentleman out of you. Although, truth be told, I do appreciate your more grizzled side. Gunslinger fancies himself a gentleman, and he's ruined me on the notion of refinement a bit. I much prefer your smell of sweat and leather to his cologne and gun oil. You have a honest smell for an honest man, although I've put my scent of perfume and books upon you as well. It's a ladylike scent. It's becoming less ladylike by the moment. I am feeling less ladylike with every passing second, actually. Definitely more like a woman, and perhaps like one of the saloon girls, if I were to be perfectly honest. Oh, I shouldn't be telling you that, but you won't have time to be spreading rumors about me, my cowboy, because you won't be here this time tomorrow night. So I guess it doesn't matter what we do here or what I do, especially if I get increasingly more wanton with my body and my words, the way I eagerly squirm under you, or how my lady parts hug your manhood. Oh, with increasing fervor, no one but us will know if I scream out with pleasure as we reach perfection together. Oh, cowboy. Oh, I don't care. I don't care if you're not. I'm not intended. I could never regret this. Oh, God, the way you're making me. Making me feel. Oh, God. Oh, making me feel like proper whore. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, cowboy. Who would have guessed that? Oh, you could make me feel this good on my first time with a man. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, wait. You're moving inside me. Oh. No wonder those slim girls end up being so noisy. Oh. Oh. Yes. Oh. You're making quite a woman out of me, sir. Oh, if you keep doing that, I might just lose my mind. Please don't stop. Oh, cowboy, just like that. Oh, God. God, please, sir, make a proper woman out of me. Oh, touch me like you touch those saloon girls downstairs. Yes, just like that, cowboy. Oh, God, yes, That made me happier than I expected. I'd imagined my entire life saving myself for the man I married, and instead I gave myself to a scruffy old cowboy, but one who stood up for me. One that is going to die tomorrow. Would it be too forward of me if I touched your chest while we lie here together? It's far more innocent than where you touched me earlier, but I'm not as mature as you are, and oh, my, you have a nasty scar here. And here as well. The most curious scars. Round ones. These were made by bullets. Have you been shot before? Twice, by my counting. Have you been in a gunfight before? You have? And you lost, but you lived to see this day. So maybe tomorrow you won? But you were shot twice in that fight. I don't see how... That was two different fights? Excuse me, Mr. Cowboy, but how many gunfights have you been in? You lost count. How does one lose count of that sort of thing? If I had to guess, my heavens, that's a lot. That's more than the gunslinger said he's been in. Oh my goodness, you have a chance of not dying tomorrow. You knew what you were doing when you punched that bully and accepted his challenge. You knew you had a real chance of not dying when I came here and whored myself out to you. I should be mad. You could have told me that you were a gunslinger before. What? A retired federal marshal. At your young age? You're not even gray yet. Are there any other secrets I should know before we make love again? Yes, again. I'm mad at you in a way that can only be satisfied properly with animal lust. Especially since now my hand somehow seems to have found its way between your legs and feels that you might seem to be ready. But if you live tomorrow, seeing as how you ruined me for other men, you'll have to start courting me. But that's tomorrow. Tonight is all about lovemaking. So even though I'm the school marm, tomorrow, you'll be the one teaching that gunslinger a lesson.